It's an NBA Minute on the Gary Sharp Show. A busy weekend in the association, which included news today. Joakim Noah is officially going to retire from the NBA. He will eventually retire as a Bull. John Wall was asked about losing 11 straight games as Houston just continues to just dive deep into their losing woes, and he's not happy. He said some words that I can't even repeat here on the show, but he said it was terrible. The Kings learned the hard way yesterday, last night, I should say, that no lead is safe in the NBA as they were up 8 with 1 minute left to go, and the Hornets found a way to win the game. Shout out to Malik Monk on his and one to go up one. The New York Knicks are over 500, Gary. They are number 4 in the East. Tom Thibodeau is doing something in New York. Speaking of the Knicks, they have interest in Victor Oladipo after he declined a contract extension with the Rockets. Yes, Gary, your Heat also are in the running for that. The Lakers have found their footing, as well as Boston, as they bounced back and they won yesterday against the very hot Washington Wizards team. Dunk contest participants, Anthony Simons and Cassius Stanley. Just to let everybody know, if you're betting on that, the Indiana Pacers have a very good past in regards to slam dunk champions, Fred Jones, Paul George. There's a lot more. So Cash Stanley will be in the dunk contest. He's a Pacer. Put your money on him.
That's right. That's this weekend.
Oh, thanks, Gary. That is this weekend, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Sunday. Wow.
Yep. We're into March. We made it through February. February, right after the Super Bowl, is kind of a, especially in our world, in sports talk, is kind of a dog.
Yeah.
And then you make it to March, and you've got March Madness. Baseball is starting. Usually in college football hamlets across the country, college football or spring football is beginning. Mm-hmm. We have to wait until the end of the month for Nebraska to begin spring football. But March is one of my favorite sports months.
Yeah.
Because then once we're done with March, we have everybody's playing baseball. The Masters are here. Normal calendars, you'd be going into the playoffs with the NHL and NBA in mid-April. We've made it. This is March. And by the way, this March day, March 1, 7 years ago today, Bud Crawford made history as Omaha's first major professional boxing champion.
Ooh.
Weren't a lot of people 7 years ago today knew about Bud. People in the game and in the city that were involved in the game knew about Bud, but he won the belt 7 years ago today in Scotland.
Mm.
I remember, and Damon's known Bud for a long time, so you know Damon's a big boxing fan, and he told me about Bud Crawford, and hey, there's a big fight. They're fighting in Scotland. The only place I recall that you could get that fight in town, the Brewskis that was on 84th over in Ralston, they had a big promotion. They were like the only, you had to have a special feed that they were showing Bud's fight 7 years ago today when he won in Scotland. Now that, I mean, Bud's still got belts and that Brewskis doesn't exist. I don't know if we have, I don't know if there's any Brewskis left in the city of Omaha. But that was the only place to show the fight 7 years ago today when Bud Crawford won the title. Would you, I mean, you strike me more as an NBA guy. You know, Anthony Edwards of Georgia never got a chance to play. He wasn't going to play in the NCAA tournament, but he goes number one. That's the thing, is does it matter if you don't see the number one pick in the NCAA tournament? Like Cade Cunningham, looks right now he's going to be the number one draft pick. Fade for Cade is real. You think Minnesota would take a 6'7 guy that can score like that and do a lot of things with the basketball that Cade Cunningham can do? Who I was thinking, he's also proven that I believe that he can lead a basketball team, and they're 16-6. Watch him tonight. If you haven't seen him, watch him play against Oklahoma. Donovan Williams, who was at Lincoln North Star last year, went to Oklahoma State but got injured early, so he's not playing. But Cade Cunningham is playing. Is it important for the NBA to have the number one draft pick? Somebody who has played in the NCAA tournament so people are aware. So you draw attention. Like people watched the NBA draft with Zion was big because you watched Zion all season long for Duke.
Yeah.
Not many people watched Anthony Edwards. Okay. There are even today people go, hey, where did Anthony Edwards go to college?
Yeah.
Well, he went to Georgia for a cup of coffee with Tom Crean. Even Mobley at USC, who could sneak into the number one spot. I don't know. Many people watched USC basketball, and they're an NCAA team. So I think for the NBA's benefit, it would help to have Cade Cunningham playing in the NCAA tournament to draw attention to the draft.
Absolutely.
Because there's going to be a couple of guys in the top five that, unless you're watching the bubble G League and you remember the story of when they signed with the G League, you don't know who those two guys are.
Bingo.
I mean, Jalen Suggs is going to get a lot of run because I think Gonzaga and Michigan will play for the national title. And so people will get to know more about Jalen Suggs if you didn't already know.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's important. I think it's important for the league, NBA, more eyes on their future stars. Simple as that. So it's just it's one of those things that I look at what it did for Zion. Even though Zion didn't go to the championship or anything like that, but it still put eyes on it. And especially for this draft, though, like you said, what, three out of the top five might not be in the tournament unless you're watching the G League bubble, which surprisingly I have not watched besides that one day in here. I haven't watched too much of it, but there's a couple guys coming out of there. I think it's important. I really do think it's important.
I mean, or Ben Simmons, who, my God, he hit a three over the weekend and the earth stopped. They were not in the NCAA when he was at LSU. Did Washington make the NCAA tournament with Markelle Fultz in 17?
I want to say yes.
I mean, all the other guys are, you know, Derrick Rose played for a national championship at Memphis.
Bingo.
You know, John Wall, Kentucky, Kyrie, AD, Wiggins, Cat. And, of course, everybody remembers Anthony Bennett playing at UNLV.
Gary. Oh, that's still so bad.
What an awful Cleveland pick.
That's still so, so bad.
Just a really, really bad pick.
Yeah.
To finish the discussion about Jeff Daniels on the Golden Globes, about how many doors he had in his bedroom.
Oh, boy.
We believe that he has upwards of 8 doors that are in his bedroom. So let's say a normal bedroom, you've got the door that separates your bedroom from the hallway or the rest of the house. Mm-hmm. You got a bathroom. You got a door there.
Yep.
You got a couple of closet doors.
Yep.
What other doors do you need? You got a storage closet? I guess you could get away with a storage closet, 2 doors for your closet. Like a storage closet that is not like a closed closet. Thank you. But it appears that Jeff Daniels has 8 to 10 doors in his bedroom.
To what? Okay, maybe like a little balcony area. He's rich. So maybe you might want to set on.
So
a
you'd button. Have a regular door? I think I'd have my screen door.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Like the sliding glass door.
Bingo. Yeah, that counts.
Somebody with that many doors in your bedroom, are you shady?
Yes.
John says, if I count all the doors in my bedroom and master bedroom, I have 4. Am I shady? No, you don't have 8. Why do you need so many doors in a bedroom?
Oh, my gosh. I just, my anxiety is just like through the roof with that. I'm not a fan. I always said if I ever got rich, you will never see me in a mansion. I'm staying in an apartment where there's one door to get in and one door to get out. That's it. A lot of doors just really freak me out.
If that was the case, George, I would take you by the hand and we would go visit homes. If you were rich, you were not living in an apartment.
It'd be
what are you, frugal? You trying to save money for something?
I don't like doors. A lot of doors.
Build a house that doesn't have doors. Build a house that doesn't have doors or windows. Okay, you are free to the world.
A lot of doors. I can't stand it. Ugh.
I mean, you're the guy that probably designed my bathroom in at Urbandale High School.
What? Wait, what?
So the bathroom in my high school, like one of the main bathrooms,
yeah,
did not have a main door. A lot of bathrooms in older high schools don't have doors. You like walk in and turn the corner.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. 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 I got it.
But then... probably has to do with anxiety. They had no doors on the stalls.
Okay, yeah, can't do that. Okay.
I mean, so they could catch kids smoking and doing whatever you do, or catch you know, guys introducing themselves to girls.
Oh, wow.
Or at least showing them what the difference is between the boys' bathroom and the girls' bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they took the doors off the stalls at my high school.
Wow. Okay.
No wonder nobody went. Or people were going home when they had a...
Oh, wow. Anyway.
On that note, this has been a... We began the hour talking about the ball-eating contest at the Testicle Festival that George will be participating in. It's a good day. And in between, Teddy Allen was removed from the basketball program. Oh, I did want to add one more thing about your NBA Minute.
Yeah.
I am vibing with Richard Jefferson as an analyst on NBA games.
Me too.
I watched him on the Yes Network because he does the Nets games, him and Ian Eagle. They got a great crew that does their pre-play and post.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, you know, last night doing the ESPN game when the Lakers drubbed the Dubs.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good.
He's really good.
He has got a dry sense of humor. He's not that far removed from the game.
Yep.
I think he's got a really, really bright future. Because this whole Dan Dockett stuff where, you know, Dan loves to search his name on the internet, and he got into a fight, and he's being, you know, he's got some controversy around him now, and ESPN is looking into him. And he does games, and he says some outlandish stuff on ESPN, and he's not for everybody.
Right.
And I think, okay, what's the appeal to Dan doing ESPN games? I know what the appeal is to Richard Jefferson doing NBA games. He's really smart. He speaks as to the point. He's not going to, and he's speaking like to the fans that are watching the game. And the fans that maybe don't follow the NBA on a regular basis. The more he shows up on ESPN, I'm there for him.
Super well spoken, too.
Yes, yes. All right, that'll do it for the show. Good show today. Lots of stuff going on this 1st of March. It is March, 2 weeks from today. We will have exhausted our way through a bracket that is all in the state of Indiana.
Mm.
But at least we'll have a bracket. You know what Marches have been like? 2 years ago, we had a flood. Last year, we had a pandemic. This year, we're going to have basketball. We'll talk to Unsportsmanlike Conduct coming up next. For George, I'm Gary. We're back with you tomorrow at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.